the concert tonight. Thanks for coming out. I'm Mark McCormick. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the pastor here at Mayflower Church, and we are excited to host our special guests tonight, the Men of Orpheus Choir. I understand we have a member or two that have sung in this choir for, correct me if I'm wrong, Linda, about 50 years? Wow. I don't know if they want to identify themselves, but music is the tail that wags the dog a little bit around here. In other words, we love music as a congregation. We have people in our music department here at Mayflower that sing in a lot of different groups, including the Men of Orpheus Choir. So, Roger, where are you? There's our man right there. Yeah. That's our guy. And I had really nice invitations to rejoin the choir. I sang for one semester a year ago, and who knows? You never know. But my wife, Deanne, and I have become close friends with Reverend Linda Farmer Lewis, who's the director, and husband Bill. It's great to just be with you as friends tonight, along with the whole choir. Thanks for being here, folks, and thanks to all of you. So, you are in for a fun treat. Now, if you just take one little opportunity with your cell phone, for anybody that hasn't quieted their cell phone, that might be a great time to do it. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the Men of Orpheus Choir, their director, Reverend Linda Farmer Lewis.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Oh, it's wonderful to be with you. Thank you so much for coming. The Men of Orpheus have a mission in life, and that is to lift their community through fellowship, friendship, and song. And that we are here to be friends with you, to maintain our friendships with each other, and be able to lift our community with the power of song. When men come together and sing, it's a model for how life should be lived, and we're so happy for that. And our first song really identifies our mission pretty well. It's called Why We Sing, and this is really why we rehearse. Every Monday at 7 o'clock at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, we rehearse for 2.5 hours because we love to sing together and we love to say the words about building peace and community. And so that's what we're here doing tonight.
Thank you. Away from the roll of They got catfish on the table
when you're walking in Memphis.
And they got gospel in the air
when you're walking in Memphis.
And Reverend Green be glad to see you when you haven't even got a prayer.
Memphis.
every Friday at the Hollywood. And they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would play a little number. So I sang with all my might. She said, "Tell me, are you a Christian child?" I said, "Ma'am, I am tonight."
Then I'm walking in Memphis, walking in Memphis. Was walking with my feet 10 feet off the wheel. Walking in Memphis, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Then I'm walking in Memphis, walking in Memphis. Was walking with my feet 10 feet off the wheel. Walking in Memphis, walking in Memphis. My girl, talking about my
puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm on the inside, rhythm on the street, and the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. For the rhythm of life is a powerful beat, puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm on the inside, rhythm on the street, and the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. For the rhythm of life is a powerful beat, puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm on the inside, rhythm on the street, and the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Go and spread the gospel in
I do want to say a word about the snacks. You all deserve snacks first. So we're going to let you out first in just a moment. A church, any church, but especially a congregational church, is probably at its best when it serves its community. And it's nice to look out and see some community members here, as well as family and friends of Orpheus members and friends and members of Mayflower Church. So we again thank you all for coming tonight. We have prepared some special treats, but I think they deserve it and they're dying for it. So we'll let them go first in just a minute. But any music that lifts us up, inspires us, and brings us together, it really doesn't matter what kind of music is. This whole thing was just a sacred space for me tonight. And I grew up in a home where just any kind of music was considered the devil's music. And I wasn't allowed, so I used to go on my paper route, and I took my transistor radio. Boy, I heard a little Lionel Richie tonight. I was like, yeah, baby. I was delivering those papers, just having a good time. Come home and I say, okay, Mom and Dad. Oh, bless their hearts. They did teach me to love music, but my music love has been expanded. And Linda, you have done that for us tonight, as well as all the men of Orpheus. One more round of applause, folks. And Linda, I think you have one more announcement.
We are part of a larger organization called the Great Lakes Male Choral Association, and every year they have what's called the Big Sing, and it moves all around the region, Findlay, Ohio, Flint, Michigan, down in Indiana. This year, it's at the Charlotte Performing Arts Center this coming Saturday at 4 o'clock. There will be 150-plus men from 7 different male choral groups across the region who will be performing together some pieces and some pieces solo numbers. $12 just to get into the door, and it's just going to be a great time. So if you enjoyed Men's Voices Together, you will really love the Big Sing, and you're welcome to come, and I encourage you to do so. There's plenty of seats. It seats 600 people. We'll have probably a good 500 there. So it's a real happening. So come to the Big Sing on Saturday and enjoy yourselves, because it's going to be a great time. 4 o'clock at Charlotte Performing Arts Center. Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, head out. And if you need the assistance of, handicap, it's not too cold outside. You can make yourself around. We hope everybody joins us, but we'll wait for these men to get to their treats first.